current state on 90.5 WKAR. Two legends of punk rock will be in Lansing for a concert tonight, but rather than screaming electric guitars, the show will be acoustic. And current state Scott Pohl is here with more on the Punk Goes Acoustic tour of Glenn Matlock and Sylvain Sylvain. Hi, Scott.
How you doing, Mark?
I'm great.
You were heavily into punk rock back in the 70s,
well,
right?
There was no missing it.
Safety pin through the cheek, all of that.
I had a different look back then. That's right. I was never a big fan, but there was no missing it as kind of a, I mean, it impacted the musical landscape hugely. Yeah.
Well, the Punk Goes Acoustic tour features Sylvain Sylvain, who played guitar in the New York Dolls, and Glenn Matlock, who was the original bassist in the Sex Pistols before the infamous Sid Vicious. Sylvain and Matlock will be at the Loft in Lansing tonight, and people are combining the names of their former bands and calling them the Sex Dolls. I talked with Glenn Matlock last week. I'm going to apologize. We had a really awful phone line. You might want to turn up your radio just like you might turn up a punk rock record as you listen to this and listen very carefully. He wrote much of the Nevermind the Bollocks Sex Pistols album, including the song Pretty Vacant. Let's start with a Sex Pistols performance on the David Letterman show of Pretty Vacant, with Glenn Matlock on bass and background vocals, and then his acoustic version of the same punk rock classic.
We ain't out there, we don't pretend. Well, we don't care, I don't believe illusion. Cause too much is for real, so stop your cheap comments. Well, we know how we feel.
How long have you known Sylvain Sylvain?
I've known Sylvain since 1974, 75. Not very well, but there was talk about him originally coming over to England and possibly being another guitarist in the Sex Pistols. It never worked out, but, you know, there's a history there between Malcolm McLaren, who managed the Pistols, who worked with the New York Dolls, and a contact was established. And we've run into each other over the years with various different projects. And he's just a nice, good, tough guy, you know.
The Punk Goes Acoustic tour, I want to know more about it. I've looked at some YouTube video clips, and it seems to be just the two of you with acoustic guitars, and I want to make sure that that's right. Are you playing with any other musicians on this tour?
No, it's just the pair of us. It's the songs that down to their basic. See, the thing is, all the songs that we play are actually written on acoustic guitars in our bedrooms, in our living rooms and stuff. You know, there's a spirit involved, and I like to think, and people seem to pick up on the fact that you can hear the lyrics a lot kind of clearer. Yeah, it's just back to the basics. I like doing acoustic things. All you do, you just turn up, get your guitar out the case and sort of check that it's sort of in tune enough to rock and roll and start playing. It's very immediate. You just get up and go. To me, music should be simple.
When you play with Sylvain, are there Sex Pistols songs? Are there New York Dolls songs? Other covers?
Yeah.
New original material, maybe?
There's a bit of everything. The beauty of doing what I do, and I think what Syl feels as well, is that we can do songs from every aspect of our career. We know pretty much all of them because we're the guys who wrote them, and we're not dependent upon the rest of the band knowing them. And we can just do a song. If somebody calls out for a song and it kind of fits the mood, we'll do it. You know, so we can chop and change just like that. And it's a really good way of kind of getting to work with the audience and getting them involved in what you're doing. It's very audience participatory. It's a good vibe. You know, I don't know that YouTube is possibly gives the best, the best take on it. You've got to be there. But it's a fun night as well. I'm not trying to ram all my like stuff down people's. If I go and see David Bowie and he doesn't do Ziggy Stardust or heroes, I will go home disappointed. So I will do that with the audience. You know, I know they want to hear certain songs, but I'm not going to tell you which ones I'll do because then there'll be no surprise.
Well, then I shouldn't ask you about Bang a Gong because there were quite a few video clips of the two of you playing that on YouTube.
Yeah, well, maybe that's one we do at the end for a laugh, you know.
How are audiences responding?
Been going down very well. You know, we've done about 8 gigs so far on this tour of 25, 26 shows. And it's been good. It's been good. And it's not the first time that we've done this. We did a tour about the same time last year. We didn't come to Michigan last time, but we are this time. So the word's slowly spreading. And it's not the only thing that we do. We still do other different projects. I mean, I was actually in Japan in late January, early February, doing something with some Japanese guys over there. I'm going to be recording a new record soonish, so I've been writing for that. We all get around, and I know Michelle's doing things. He's got some radio show that he does. A bit of this, bit of that is what makes life interesting.
I understand you have a couple of sons who are musicians, too.
Yes, my older son, Sam, is in a band called Dead. They had Record of the Week on the rock show on Radio 1 in England just before Christmas, and they're out about touring. His band's called Dead, and my younger son's at music college at the moment. He's trying to get his band together. Yeah, but I'm proud of them. I've tried heavily to dissuade them because I don't need the competition, but they seem to want to do it anyway.
I have one last question. After talking with you for a few minutes here, having a nice, pleasant conversation, considering your punk rock roots, are people surprised to find that you and people like Sylvain Sylvain are really nice people, that you're not swearing and spitting on the floor and breaking things? Do people get surprised by that?
They kind of. I think most punk rockers were pretty kind of cool, really, you know. Neither of us suffer fools gladly, but you seem like an all right guy to me, so there's no reason to throw things at you or swear at the moment.
Thank you so much for taking a few minutes to talk with us today.
All right, fella. Thanks for having us on. And yeah, come on down to the show.
I'd like to do that. It'll be a lot of fun. Glenn Matlock performs on Wednesday night with Sylvain Sylvain. They're bringing their Punk Goes Acoustic tour to the Loft in Lansing. For Current State, I'm Scott Pohl.